tsunami's back, bitches.
Took you long enough.
This has been an experience we will never forget.
This ain't no time to go all mushy.
Don't lecture me. I've waited long enough.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 214 of the Toonami Escape Podcast. I'm Greg Zeno. Tonight we have B-Dubs.
Hello.
No longer just a smiley face on my finger.
I'm sleepy though.
Sleepy. Seacolor.
Yo.
And Chug. Unfortunately, still a smiley face on my finger.
Oh, damn it.
Aww.
I'm trapped here, please.
Never.
Free me from this imprisonment.
You escaped the prison and I turned you. And now you'll never leave.
This is literally hell.
Kill me! He says. Chug, what have you been doing since we last talked?
I mentioned this like 5 minutes ago, but I've been watching The Boys. It's pretty good. Yeah. I've heard the source comic is very mean-spirited. And I feel like this definitely kind of has those vibes at some point, but there's also characters who kind of have some heart to them, which I really appreciate. I'm only like 3 episodes in, but I'm really enjoying it so far. Still reading 80s X-Men. I think I'm stuck in the 80s forever. There's like a billion fucking spinoffs.
Dude, just focus on the main line. Any crossover.
It's very important that I read Alpha Flight, B-Dubs. Very important.
Oh, just get Slavin to summarize it.
I can't wait for the MCU to make an Alpha Flight movie. Just really important to make Puck a billion-dollar character. And, yeah, I finally, after, like, fucking months, finished the Fishman Island arc of Bleach, or One Piece, and now I'm watching Bleach again.
Oh my god, did you guys see that one character design from
Yes, I did. Holy shit.
Holy fuck.
Wait, from the one that looks like the Nazi in Bleach?
No.
Well, yes. The one beside it. But the other one.
Yeah.
This new one.
The one with a fucking
No, don't spoil it.
No, I actually did just hear this from my partner. She was like, "Did you see this shit?" It's like it's the one who's wearing the weird sweater, and then she has like the heart shaped hole, her name is literally, you know.
I tried to pronounce that word, and I was like, "This can't be how you pronounce this name."
That is apparently how you pronounce that name.
Somebody's gonna have to say that in the dub.
Yes,
I'm not gonna say it.
God damn it, Kubo!
it brings new meaning to the classic chapter title, The Heart.
I can't decide if I hate everything about this or am just like, finally, I am in awe of Kubo the Master.
See, okay, so
there's stupidity, and then there's Kubo stupidity.
So maybe it was just because of like how the thread was framed, like as a boob window. So my focus immediately went to her boobs,
ridiculously huge, and then I looked, went down.
Like
for whatever reason, I noticed it immediately for some reason.
I didn't. Like I was just like, okay, those are pretty big boobs, but like I don't know, and like I've seen worse. And then like I saw someone mention something in the thread and scrolled back up, and I was like, oh my fucking god.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pushing boundaries to places he shouldn't.
That's one way of putting it.
It definitely is.
What do you think, guy whose name has SS in it, and they're literally the SS symbol?
That's Kubo.
Oh, but it's a girl, not a guy.
Yeah, but he's literally a Nazi.
I know. it's really awkward and uncomfortable.
Look,
that whole series is weird. Like, I haven't even read it yet. I'm just like, I'm not reading this. I don't care how dumb it gets. He's not going to pull me back in.
The only thing that's good about it that I saw was that, I mean, he's a good artist. Not like he's drawing smart things, but like, he's talented in his framing and his character designs and stuff. And yeah, I mean, these are some questionable character designs, but I mean, he... his characters look good. Like, he's a good artist. He's just making bad choices.
That is one way to put it.
Yeah, it's... He usually has good character designs. Sometimes shit goes off the rail, like that one fucking Pumpkin Man or Roncar, but, like...
Wait. Oh, that one. That dude.
Yeah.
Like, the main characters in this series look fine, I thought. I mean, like, the two witches and then, the guy or whatever. Like, they look fine. But, yeah, and then I actually didn't even notice when I read it the first time. I noticed the SS girl, but I did not notice the crotch window.
I need to go and read this now because it is just amazing sounding.
So the arc I'm on of Bleach is the one after Soul Society, after the Bount arc, where they're back in Karakura Town and they're just getting invaded by Roncars every couple weeks. And I've recently gotten to a training arc, but I had one specific scene that I forgot about. It's the one where Orihime is, like, upset about some shit, and Rangiku's taking a bath, and holy shit, I don't think I've ever seen a scene more where this is clearly written by a dude.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say women probably don't interact with each other like that.
What? I don't even know. I obviously don't remember the scene, but what? It's
naked Rangiku is, like, comforting Orihime.
Good time. Okay, so it's porn.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am in awe of Kubo the Master.
Kubo the Master.
Kubo. I still contend that he missed...
Yes, we know.
...his greatest opportunity with the ending of Bleach.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to go fix this somehow. All I'm saying. He's doing the sequel. Go back and retcon it. Do it.
Were you under the impression that Burn the Witch isn't just Aizen Zanpakuto?
Hey, look. Yes. At the end of the final panel of that very first one shot is just like, hey, it's Soul Society, England edition. Literally says Soul Society.
Yep. Oh, I don't want to get back into a Kubo manga. I can't do it.
Well, guess what? Within, like, the next 2 years, we'll be watching Blood War on Toonami.
Oh, I can't wait.
Wait, did they announce?
Remember, they announced the anime adaptation a while ago.
Yeah.
They did that.
Probably got bumped a little bit because of COVID. I am determined to finish fucking Bleach before it airs, though.
Yeah.
This show sucks, by the way. Like, we give Black Clover a lot of shit, but Bleach really is, like, a lot of Perot-isms.
I mean, Bleach is, like, top-tier horrible.
Yeah, like, it's not very good in the first place, but, like, that show looks bad the majority of the time. It's just a lot of fucking padding. Stuff doesn't move particularly fast.
Oh, okay, so, and the worst part, and this goes for the manga, too, is... the complete lack of backgrounds.
Yep. Everyone's just kind of flying in the sky.
Love to fight in an empty void.
Hueco Mundo, just a very exciting place to be.
Fade Katakura Town, they had the entire fight in the sky just so they didn't have to, you know, just so we didn't have to draw anything.
My favorite is one of the random Roncars that Rukia killed before he died screamed something along the lines of, "The sky is my domain." And I was like, the fuck do you mean? It's basically just the ground.
There's no difference.
Anything else?
Yeah, that's about it. That's all I got.
Seacolor!
I don't know. I'm still playing the Marvel game, and let's see what else. I got hooked into watching a bunch of virtual YouTuber channels on YouTube.
Yeah,
there's a couple
Eekum
of
them. Really,
I don't know that one. The one I was watching was called Pikami, and it was pretty fun because she can speak English and Japanese, and so it's pretty approachable. But I don't know. That's about it, honestly. I haven't played any new games. Looking forward to tomorrow learning about a couple of things, learning about the new Oculus headset that's coming out, and then also there's the PS5 announcement stuff, so.
I'm actually very sort of extremely hyped for the new Hyrule Warriors game.
Yeah.
Because it's like
a
prequel.
Can't wait for them to be like, here's the next Smash character, and it's from Hyrule Warriors, and you're like, finally, Urbosa, and then they're like, it's Falco with a bow!
Honestly, just bring all of them in, you know? But definitely Urbosa.
Definitely. Please.
It'll be Tingle.
He's not in the game.
I know.
Honestly, Mifa would probably be more interesting than Urbosa. Even though, Urbosa should definitely get picked, but, like, spear versus sword, you know?
B-dubs, what have you been doing?
I'm trying to catch up on my sleep.
Big mood.
Yeah, like, I have not been sleeping well, so.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I fucked up my arm sometime today, and I don't know how.
Well, that's lame.
Like, it's fine, except for when I, like, hold my arm, like, perpendicular to the floor, parallel to the floor, and, like, yeah. Do kind of, like, imagine if you were on a rowing machine. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, holy fuck, my bicep. So I think I, like, sprained my bicep or something.
Damn.
Anyway, I'm almost done with Legend of the Galactic Heroes. I have 7 episodes left.
Nice.
That show's good. They should dub it, but...
They won't.
They won't. Because it's like 110 episodes of people talking. Anyway, shall we talk about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
Heck yeah.
Sure.
JoJo Golden Wind, episode 33. His name is Diabolo in this episode. Well, where do we start? Because there's just a bunch of fucking nonsense in this one.
Trish's soul.
Sure, okay, let's start with that. Bruno is running around with Doppio, but he thinks he's Trish because the soul is the same, and he can only see the soul because he can't see because he's a corpse. But, okay. Sure. I don't believe it. Then they get to the Colosseum, and it's Polnareff in a Transformers wheelchair.
Wait, what's Transformers about it?
It's super spiky. It's Silver Chariot, if it was a wheelchair.
Okay.
Anyway, he's like, what? Who the fuck is that? And it's like, surprise, I'm this dude with this... I can't tell if that's a fishnet top or a tattoo. I don't like Diavolo's design all that much.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but I really like his dub actor.
So do I.
I thought his monologue here was really good. I actually really enjoyed all of the confrontation between him and Polnareff.
Polnareff's got it down with the just cut your finger and watch the blood drops.
Yeah, it's like Polnareff is... It's like very tense. Polnareff is smart, but clearly in over his head. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. Thought it was really good.
I like that the symbolism and the reverse parallelism of the flashback to part 3 where Dio was at the top of the stairs and Polnareff was at the bottom.
Right.
And, then this is flipped. And the Diavolo's at the bottom and it's Polnareff who's got the high ground.
Wait, no, it's Diavolo who has the high ground as he yells loudly.
Oh, yes.
Except he doesn't. He's jumping up the stairs?
Pulling some Star Wars shit. Also, we had a part 3 flashback where Jotaro and Polnareff, part 3.
Yeah, part 3. I guess,
time period. But they were drawn in the style of part 5.
Introducing the new JoJo, Hot Jotaro.
It looked real funky. You say that like he wasn't already hot.
Introducing Bishi Jotaro.
Yeah, very smooth and rounded.
Yes.
Less chiseled.
We are no longer men of extreme muscles. We are now just good boys.
We are now fashion.
Yeah.
So does anyone know why, when they arrived at the Colosseum, Misa was just caressing in the wall?
I don't know. Where the fuck is Narancia? Is he still in the turtle?
That sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah, he hasn't done squat, has he? For, like, ever.
Yeah, no, he, like, fucking jumped in the turtle when the attack started happening, and he just hasn't been out since.
Remember, because he got fucked up by the mold.
Yeah.
He had no leg, so... Anyway. What else? Okay, so, Polnareff is a donut now.
Yeah, he got punched, but...
What flavor of donut would Polnareff be if Polnareff was a donut?
What the fuck?
What's a French donut?
He'd be an eclair.
He'd be a croissant.
A croissant is not a donut.
That's incorrect, sir.
Yes, it is, if it's a cronut.
No, shut the fuck up.
That would make him from New York. That's not French.
Hold on. I've never had a cronut, but somebody seems to be very mad about the existence of cronuts.
I don't believe that this is a real object.
They are real.
You've heard of the cronut.
I've not heard of a cronut.
Seriously?
But it makes me angry hearing that word.
But they're so tasty.
Cronut. Doop da doop da doop. It has a Wikipedia article.
Yeah.
Don't link me anything.
That sounds like Lincoln.
I don't want to see it.
You have to.
You have to.
Why did you link me the Wikipedia article for Vor?
No, I didn't.
So, if he's not that, then he'd be a crouler, because that's a French donut.
Oh. Okay, there we go.
I just searched for that, so.
You know, it doesn't look that bad.
No, it was a phenomenon.
Like, you still got to get up early to get one.
Jeez.
It sounded like
a crueler. That's what the things at work are. Oh. Now I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I always wondered what that weird fucking donut was, and it's like, oh, it's a crueler.
Mm-hmm.
A crueler. Okay. Wait.
You need to explain.
Crueler, because I don't know what a fuck a crueler is.
It's just like a donut that's got like a twist. Okay.
Those things. I just called them twisty donuts.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I called them a twister.
Well, aside from being turned into a donut, something else happened. Something miraculous.
Oh, yeah, he stabbed his stand with an arrow and now it's doing some crazy shit.
Now it's fucking weird. Hey, if I told you at the beginning of last episode, like a few episodes, I'm transporting back in time to tell you five episodes ago that the final boss of part 5 is Silver Chariot.
That's so fucking weird.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Sounds right.
Yeah, actually, whatever.
Like
Polnareff stand.
If you put the sequence of events of this finale and wrote it down, nobody would believe you, even if they had watched all of JoJo before this.
Wait, what makes... Okay, I haven't seen this. Why is he the enemy?
Oh.
He just spoiled it. Okay, so I guess he turns out to be bad, is what you're saying.
Well, not...
No.
Yeah, that's not as... it's not as much as you think it is.
Okay. Because all we saw was he, like, melted... And then, like the Terminator, he, like, reformed, and then he stood up and walked, and that's all we saw. And I was like, okay, I guess he's coming. I guess he's going to defeat Diavolo or fight Diavolo. I don't even understand what's happening.
Ironically, he's not coming. He's walking away.
He's walking? Yeah, okay, he's weird.
Fucking peacing out, man. He's gonna go do Silver Chariot shit.
Yep.
Is Polnareff dead?
No.
Or is that a mystery?
He got punched really hard in the chest.
Well, I will say this. It seemed like he was. And that is very confusing considering his stand is now walking around. So,
I think the Stan being alive would imply that he's not dead, but he seems pretty dead.
Yeah.
Hell of an exit, Pawnee.
How sad.
Ass class.
Assassination Classroom Episode 3, Karma Time. It's time to introduce this character who says, and I quote, "I can't wait to kill a teacher."
Yo, this kid's edgy as fuck.
Can't believe that this show had trouble getting licensed for a while.
Couldn't believe it.
Who would have thought?
Just amazingly edgy.
Anyway, Karma's been suspended, but he's back now. He was suspended because he's definitely a school shooter.
So if I'm understanding this right, what they were trying to do, he said his last teacher was dead. But from the flashback I gathered, it just means he's dead to him.
Yes. That's correct.
He did not actually murder a teacher.
No. That. Yeah.
No, but it seems that he would.
So I'm guessing I might be off base here, but what I've kind of gathered from Karma is he stood up to some like snobby asshole and beat him and kicked the shit out of him, and the teacher was just like, "No, you're in the wrong, actually," and like pissed him off, and then Karma just left and got suspended.
Well, he actually he actually did attack him.
Yeah, he attacked the teacher. He didn't actually murder the teacher, but.
And then he got suspended because, dude, you can't physically lay a hand on a teacher.
The teacher, he thought the teacher would have his back.
Yeah.
But then the teacher was like, "I'm going to get in trouble for this." And then he felt betrayed.
Right.
Like, dude, you attacked an actual smart person. Fuck.
Yeah, he's like, "No, you can't do that.
That kid is an honor student. If he gets kicked out or is out of school, that's going to make me look bad."
Right. What's our main character's name? Nagisa. I really enjoy that Karma and Nagisa seem like legit kind of cool with each other.
Yeah, they're just pals.
Yeah, like, they're just really friendly, and it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. For the most part, I enjoyed this episode. It's very edgy, but kind of comes around to being just...
I forgot how much of a complete fucking, just absolute master troll Koro-sensei is.
Oh, it's great. He's
when you can do anything, he's just like, "Oh, while you were doing that, I painted all your nails."
Like he tries to knock that girl's soup over, and he just catches it and just adds some seasoning.
I also like, though, how like this new character actually gets a couple of good, doesn't kill him, but gets a couple of good hits in on him, you know?
Yeah.
He gets him with a classic palm buzzer move. I can't believe you fell for that, Koro.
Karma comes across as smart, but just still in over his head because Koro's insane.
Yeah.
I like Koro sadly playing in the sandbox. Everything about this dude's great.
Yeah, it's good. I saw a tweet from Sunny Strait that was kind of nice, like kind of talking about how it feels like this show's new again, even though they dubbed this like a long-ass time ago, which was kind of cool to see.
Yeah.
I guess that says, Toonami's still relevant.
Yeah.
It's weird. Nagisa sounds like Ash Ketchum. And I know it's not the same voice actress, but this actress is doing a boy voice, and it just sounds like Ash to me.
Koro-sensei is going to transform into Pikachu.
Basically already is.
Anything else about Assassination Classroom?
I like the character. I like... For what is normally a typical edgelord character, I don't know, he comes across somehow more likable.
It's because Koro trolls all the edge right out of him.
I think the other thing is that he doesn't get frustrated. Like a typical edgelord character, when he gets shown up, would get real mad. This character just kind of takes it in stride and sees it a challenge. And I think that's... And the fact that he's nice to the main character.
Right. He's not just an absolute dick to everyone. I think it helps that a lot of it does kind of come across as a show, too. Like, he's like, "Oh, yeah, like I killed a teacher." And it's like, no, you fucking didn't. Like, he's not as edgy, I think, as he pretends to be. I'm not, like, in love with the character, but I think there are a lot worse characters, and I came away not hating him as much as I assumed I would.
He's fine.
Aside from the main character, he's the only other character that's memorable to me at the moment from the class.
Yeah, it's like Nagisa, those dickhead kids that tried to get him to blow himself up, Karma, and that kid that wanted to throw a baseball.
And the two that are like the two dickhead kids, I mean, right, me, I mean, maybe they'll get more later, but right now they're on the level of those two jock guys from Food Wars. You know, that's basically it.
Yeah, they're just kind of in the background.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you even cook?
Yeah.
You survived multiple, like, mass murder attempts by the school, and you're still here. What do you cook?
No clue.
Protein.
Yes.
Protein.
Today I have for you another protein shake. Protein!
But yeah, I don't know. Enjoying the show so far. Koro Sensei, I think, is helping a lot. That character is just incredibly likable.
Oh yeah, the show is what's Koro Sensei going to do in this episode?
Yeah.
He's going to fucking siphon soup out of midair with an eyedropper and then add seasonings.
Yep. Whatever, man. Sure.
It is interesting too, cuz he gets flustered a couple of times in this episode, and you can really kind of hear what's his face when he talks, his DBZ character?
Krillin.
Krillin, yeah. He sounds a little Krillin-ish there, but most of the time he doesn't. And I think the actor's doing a good job. I think that's part of it, is that actor's, like, really making him a fun character.
Yeah, Sunny Street's good. I think that was a good casting call there.
Yeah, I have no idea who else could have done it.
I don't think anyone else could.
Ian Sinclair.
Well, yes. I mean, other than Ian Sinclair, who can do anything.
We obviously need a Koro Sensei that's just Yami from Black Clover's voice.
Just Chris Sabat.
Yes.
Speaking of Black Clover.
I know it was an expert transition.
I know. Black Clover, episode 131, A New Resolve. In this episode, they go back to Podunk Town and meet all these characters I don't remember at all.
Wait, we've been here before.
It's their hometown!
Yeah.
It's the famous Hanj Village, the most memorable place.
Where the boys grew up.
We were there for like half an episode.
No, we've been there forever. Come back here like hundreds of times.
Yeah, it's like, oh, here's the nun. Asta's going to ask to marry.
It's the place where the giant skeleton is.
Yeah.
How could you forget the place with the giant skeleton?
You mean Licht?
Shit.
Wait, what?
That is Licht, remember?
Fucking hell, it is. What a fucking disappointment of a thing.
I can't believe Fire Force went that way.
Yeah. Rip Ian Sinclair.
Rip Licht. I literally sat there and thought, wait, is Licht in this show also Ian Sinclair? No.
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 Is Ian Sinclair in this show?
Yes.
Is he? Yeah, he is.
He's the fire guy.
Yeah.
He's fucking, what's his face?
Yeah, he's Fireball Man.
Oh. Oh, I guess he does have another voice that he does then, huh?
I mean, it sounds like Ian Sinclair.
Yeah, you can hear him in that character. Like, I don't blame you, man. Like, I have a hard time just paying attention to the voice actors in this show, too. But
hey, it's Black Clover has a bajillion characters, so it's one of those shows that everyone in Funimation is going to show up in eventually.
Yeah, it's just like, oh man, we need fucking wheel out Sean Schimmel for this for some reason.
Is he in this show?
I don't think so. I don't. Okay. Sean doesn't seem to do much except for Dragon Ball.
Sean only does Goku, probably.
He does Goku, and he does a character in that one comedy show. What was it?
Level E?
No, the one that was on Toonami, the two girls.
Oh, Pop Team.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Anyway, so yeah, they go back to their hometown. All of the little kids now are going to school.
Magic school,
yeah. They get their grimoires or whatever, and
and then J.K. Rowling comes out and is like, remember?
Let's not go there.
I'm a TERF.
Yeah. It's a very fillerish, but I give it a slight pass because it's very slice of lifey and not serious. Yeah. And so there's some humor and that's like goofy slapstick and stuff. It's like, it's not good, but it's better. Again, still a huge improvement over the most recent arc. And even like, they're really dredging up characters here, and they bring back those two guys from the first episode.
Oh, yeah.
They like, literally shit. Said, I can't believe, hey, it's you guys. And I was like, what? Who?
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, yeah, well, we're good guys now. We've been reformed.
Sure.
That's not yeah, how that whatever. Works.
Sure you have.
Also, I guess Yuno can just fly now.
Yes.
Yes.
Wind magic.
That's lame. Why does he get to fly?
He's got that fairy girl.
Yeah.
Rip her. She's been crushed by children now.
Yes. Yes. I have to pay your respects.
Belle. The most original name you could give a fairy ever.
Uh-huh. Belle, comma, Tinker.
Like, somebody at Shonen Jump must have gone like, hey, wait a minute now.
Yeah, like, oh.
Like, come on, guys.
They You're going to anger the
like,
mouse.
Is this intentional? Totally. Okay.
As long as you're aware.
Naruto?
Yeah, Naruto! Come back, Fire Force Season 2. Naruto Shippuden, episode 310, The Fallen Castle. I definitely dozed off again during Naruto.
Things happened.
Oh, it was great. It was like a filler arc from part one, except just like whenever they were getting to the conclusion of the arc, fucking the Akatsuki started dropping bombs on the town. Just shit was wild.
Yeah, Samurai Jank basically reveals that he knew that they were trying to steal the kid. Like, he knew all along. And he was following them around and stuff. I can't even remember what happens to the kid. Did he stay?
He goes back to his home country with the girl.
Oh, okay.
And they're, like, traveling around with, like, the other feudal lords, like, trying to avoid the war right now.
Unfortunately, because of what the other feudal lords, they're shitty, so they should die.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there we get some food-based hijinks. So we needed some more of those, apparently. Mm. And, yeah, just the fucking Akatsuki attacked and killed this samurai dude, and now the samurai's a zombie, but he just fucking pieces out.
Oh, yes. Oh, let's talk about this. Okay. Apparently, if you become re-zombified by whatever this jutsu is that What's-His-Face is using, if you want to, you could just self-destruct.
Okay. So this was like a thing in the very beginning of the arc.
Yeah.
Sasori and Sai's brother did this too. It's like something along the lines of, if you just, like, come to peace with, like, the fucking events around you or whatever, you can, like, release your own soul. But Kabuto supposedly, like, fixed that. I don't know how. So this doesn't really fucking make any sense.
Yeah.
Why would he give a shit about keeping Samurai Jank around?
Yeah, I guess so. He was just
He's
like,
probably like, what, didn't even where bother. Did I get this dude? What,
well, I mean, doesn't he have to, like, manually resurrect everyone? I assume
he literally had to run around gathering DNA of all of these people.
So he found Samurai Jank's, like, DNA and was like, oh, yeah, I'll use this.
You can't tell me he didn't just dig up an entire graveyard and was like, whoever the fuck's in here, I don't know.
I guess that's
possible. Maybe he just randomly found some blood on one of, like, Sasori's puppets.
Yeah, that could be, actually. Like,
oh, yeah.
I bet this dude was cool.
Yeah, let's just some fucking samurai, whatever. Sure, go fight in the war.
I will tell you this, he probably wasn't paying attention. You know, he's probably like, he resurrected the samurai guy, and he's like, oh, go do something. Just leave.
It's kind of impressive that we've bothered to field samurai jank here, but we still haven't bothered to use that guy from the Aburame clan with, like, microscopic insects.
Who is that? I don't remember that.
So it was one of, like, Donzo's spec op buddies. And to demonstrate the zombie jutsu, they killed one of them and resurrected... He killed one of them and then resurrected him with the other one as a sacrifice. And then he just kept him in a scroll.
Oh. Well, I think he's saving the best for last. He's going to resurrect the sumo guy.
Yeah, that's what we need. We got to resurrect the villains from the Sora arc.
I literally don't remember who those guys.
The animal people? We can get some of them.
Yeah, it's very...
You're making up characters now.
Remember there was the cats or whatever?
Do you remember... Okay, who's the...
Oh, that's right. That was good.
Remember Renji? I'm sure that he has... Kabuto as a sample of his blood because he had to kill him. When's Renji coming back?
Who's Renji?
Renji was the guy that Kabuto was pretending to be for an entire filler arc.
Oh, yeah.
It has the dramatic mask reveal.
Who
the fuck is this dude? Like, the villain was actually a different villain.
Even when we're talking about Naruto filler, we have to go talk about different Naruto filler.
Yes. It's important. Also, look forward to this because this is like the show from now on.
Well, I wish. I wish because, like...
I wish it was all part one filler.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking bad. The next episode's exciting. Prologue to Road of Ninja. Fuck yeah. Let's go.
What the fuck does that mean?
I
mean,
it's an advert for the movie.
Yeah.
So we're going to watch an episode that's basically like, get ready to watch this exciting new Naruto movie in theaters in 2009 or whenever it came out.
Don't you love when movie filler interrupts filler?
Yeah. Like, well, you know what they'll probably do? Like, they'll probably do like they did last time and have some like stupid fourth wall breaking thing at the beginning.
God. I feel like Road to Sakura, which was also like a tie-in to this fucking movie, was like a year ago.
Mm. Okay, I'll place bets that this episode... I've not seen this episode. I bet this next episode starts with that stupid news thing. Remember when they did fake newscasts?
Okay, this one, I'm pretty sure this is based off a chapter that was released.
Oh, okay.
So this is like canon, but not really canon.
It's like canon insofar that Kishimoto drew it.
Yeah, but like, does it fit in the plot? No.
Yeah.
So yeah, good stuff.
Does anyone know what that movie is about?
Road to Ninja. Let me look it up. I believe
it's like Naruto goes into an alternate universe where I think his dad didn't die.
Oh, that's right. That's this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the AU one.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I would like to see that. That actually sounds cool.
And so do you think? I wonder if the episode will be about that. That'll be mildly interesting.
No, I think it's like a setup for it. But yeah, it's kind of like a funky universe. Everyone's character traits are flipped. Like Shinkamaru is really dumb. Like I think Choji's like really.
Wait, we did that already. Wasn't there an episode already where, like, Hinata was like...
That's right! They did!
They did that already.
It was Sakura.
That was Road to Sakura. Okay.
Yeah, there was also... Yeah, it was like a prologue. It was like another fucking tie-in to this movie. And I feel like that was like a year ago.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, what is going on?
I guess that was like, we announced the movie! And then now it's like, the movie's coming out!
Yeah.
I
remember the bit with Hinata like getting all like seductress, and then, like, you're right, like, what's-his-face was an idiot. It was, like, the opposites. Everyone was the opposite of themselves.
Yeah, like, Neji's fucking wacky.
Yes.
I think Kiba's, like, into cats.
I would watch that movie if they put it on.
I don't think it's very good.
I would watch it just for the fun of watching these characters act completely different.
Yeah.
And also, I bet there's a scene where Naruto and his parents team up and you're like, yeah!
I'm pretty sure there is a father-son Rasengan. I could absolutely be wrong, but I'm pretty
movie's sure that's existence thing. Justified.
Yeah.
I could see that. You know what they should replace Shippuden with? Obviously, anything, but if it has to be in this universe, Rock Lee and his ninja pals.
Oh, God.
I would watch that.
Yep. I'm looking forward to that being the replacement to Naruto when it ends in 190 episodes from
now. In
the
year 3000.
Yeah. I watched a couple of episodes of that show, and it's entertaining.
What, Phil of the Future?
No. Rock Lee
and his ninja pals.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Or year 3000. I don't remember.
I read a couple of chapters of that. It was pretty cool.
It's what you want, where it's, like, stupid and funny. It's an insult to Naruto, I guess, but that's kind of why I like it, I guess.
Naruto deserves to be insulted.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you gotta just have some super deformed nonsense show. It's entertaining. When's Toonami getting SD Gundam back?
Never. That's absolutely not happening. They hate SD Gundam.
That show's fucking terrible.
Why? Wait, how do you know this?
Because it's one of the things that I remember this vividly, or not really vividly, but I know that DeMarco has been on Twitter like, yeah, SD Gundam sucks. Fuck that shit.
Okay, because it's probably an insult to real Gundam.
Yeah, that it's very... This is our show that's meant for kids.
Okay. It's the Hamtaro of Gundam. So he's going to steer away from that.
Yeah, there's a couple shows in, like, late Toonami where I'm like, yeah, so the network had them air this, huh?
Ah, Wulin Warriors.
Yeah, or, again, what the fuck is DICE?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
There are some shows when you look through the list of Toonami things and it's like... This isn't a show. M.A.R. isn't a show.
Mar.
That never happened.
You can't fucking lie to me.
But for real, they should bring back Bobobo.
Yes. I should watch Bobobo.
Yeah, me too. Man,
But I bet that's a thing that you can only watch on, like... Well, not Kiss Anime, because they...
Yeah, like, some sketchy streaming website. Yeah.
What if I just actually Googled it and said, where can I watch Bobo?
Dubbed. It's important that you specify.
Does it have to be dubbed?
Yeah. Otherwise, what's the point?
I don't know that you can watch Bobo anywhere legally on the internet.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
It's probably somewhere in licensing hell. Licensed by Discotech. Oh, in August 2018, Discotech announced the licensee of the series and was released on January 28th as a SD Blu-ray disc set with all the 76 episodes.
Wow! Holy shit! There you go. You can buy Bobobo legally.
You can buy Bobobo. Let me go look. Wow! Discotech's website. Oh, man.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's not new. It's old. It sure does look old. I'm trying to find Bobobo here. If you told me, though, that it's, like, out of nope, print. Here it is. It's out of stock on Right Stuff, but expecting more.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll come any day.
I'm sure that'll happen.
Yeah.
It has both the dub and sub.
All right. Well, now we know where we can get Bobobo. Maybe.
Yay. Did you want to buy Bobo?
Me? No, I don't want to watch it that bad. Jesus.
I kind of maybe do. No.
Yeah, that might not be a bad thing to own. I don't think I'd watch it immediately, but...
Anyway, now that we're talking about Bobo on Blu-ray, it's probably time to end. Don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
Thanks for being here, B-dubs.
Hey.
Get some sleep. Thanks for being here, Chug.
I can't leave.
Ha! Shut up! Shut up, finger face. Thanks, Seacolor.
No problem.
We'll be back. We'll see you next week for episode 900. I said 915.
Whoa.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
God, how long have we been doing this?
The 4 years.
915 episodes.
215.
Yeah, that sounds more correct.
Good night, everyone.
Later.